What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Part in the fact that I ain't put out a show last week. I was busy getting a lot of things together, doing some running around, so I didn't have the time to sit down and really record a show. And I got a bunch of shows recorded, but they're not ready to go yet. So I wanted to sit down today and really record this show based off of my observations. And I'm a very observant person. I take public transportation. I get on the train. I get on the city bus. I ride my pedal bike. I do regular people's stuff. So based off my observations, I decided to name this podcast right here, Another Black Girl Lost. Why did you call it that? Because I feel like right now, a lot of young black women, who can they look up to and emulate their life and pattern their life after? Like, I aspire to be like, you know, when you're younger, they may say, who you want to be like when you grow up? And you might say, well, depending on your age, you might say, I want to be like Malcolm X, or I want to be like Martin Luther King. I never said them because they, you know, they way older. But I think when I was growing up, was it like, it was a crazy thing. It was like Bill Cosby. That ain't really work out too good. But yeah, it was like people like Bill Cosby and stuff like that. You know, the Cosby Show was on and you see black man, doctor, he got a wife, you know, children, they're all in school, they're all obedient, they don't, you know, so, you know, it was that. But for me too, it was like Ralph McDaniels before, but this is prior to entertainment, because I feel like now most of the young girls going to want to be like an entertainer, which is, you know, the cons of that is that, you know, everybody's not going to make it in entertainment. You know, and I hate to tell people they got to have something to fall back on, but everybody's not going to make it in entertainment. And I think we need more people in fields dealing with intellect and actual skills. You know, not saying if you're an entertainer, you don't have no skills, but we do need more doctors, lawyers, accountants, and different things. And I think, you know, us in coming from certain communities, we're pushed to try to do something and entertainment, because that's the only way we think we can make it. And I just think that that's really, really messed up. So, you know, education is not really pushed. It is to a certain extent, but then, you know, you hit a roadblock because you just can't afford to further your education or do certain things. And that allure of that fast money is just always going to be there. The stories of, yo, he been rapping for 2 months and, yo, he got a deal with such and such, you know, and he made this amount of money, or he was in the Instagram video and he had $20,000 to his head and all that. And the thing about that is that I'm realizing that they signing a lot of these young guys, and all the young dudes are just going to jail after a while, and they're just finding a way to take all the money back from them. So they sign them. And I know I'm kind of veering off, and I'm supposed to be talking about Black Girls Lost. I'm going to get back to that really quick, but it all ties in. Just bear with me here. You know, I feel like they sign these young kids, and then, you know, they get their agents. The record label signs them. Then the record label get their agents' friends, and the record label get their lawyer friends, and they get their jeweler friends, and they get their homeowner friends, and they get their the dealership, the car dealership friends. And it's like they find a way to give them the money, but then spread it right back within their circle. Because everybody who they introduce you to or get you in contact with is still in a circle. You know, so it's like you giving the money right back. And that's the thing with us too. When we get money, we always find a way to give it right back with material things. And I don't do that, but I like to say us because I don't like to separate myself from my people. But I don't be doing that. I don't be like, yo, I got this. I just got to go get this. I just got to have this to impress a bunch of people who don't love me and don't care about me. I just think that that's really dumb. But when I'm looking at just black women as a whole right now, because I don't, you know, people always say, well, these people do this and these people do that. Yo, I don't care what they do. It doesn't matter what they do, because they're not going to be the mother of my children. So I don't care. They're not going to be, I don't care what they do. But I'm realizing that it's a certain influence that some of these people have that our women are starting to pattern themselves after, when it used to be the opposite. Because what they doing is they taking the things that you do, renaming it, reflipping it, and then giving it back to you like they invented it. But when it's really yours, and if you really did your history and really knew what was going on, you would know that that all stems and comes from you and your people. But they took it and found a way to monetize it and sell it to you. And they've been, that's the greatest trick that they've been pulling for a very, very long time, and you keep falling for it. So I was, like I said, I'm very observant, and I was in Dollar Tree the other day, and I was at the register, you know, buying my stuff, and it was a girl at the other register next to me, and I seen like her profile. I didn't see her face. I just seen like her side view, and it's like, okay, she had on like some white flowery pants with a shirt to match. And when she turned around, her cake was mad big. And I'm like, okay, she got that done, because it ain't adding up right. Know what I'm saying? Her arithmetic is off. The legs and the cake and all that just ain't proportioned right. So she got that done. Cool. Well, you do what you do. Not knocking it. Ain't for it. I ain't against it. That's what you want to do. But when she turned around and I looked over, you would think Halloween was back. Because straight up and down, her mouth looked like a jack-o'-lantern. It looked like somebody took a pumpkin and just carved like three teeth in. So I'm like, okay, here it is, the profile. You see the cake from the profile. Her hair was done. She had like some I think they call faux locks. But, you know, she had her hair done. Nails was done, everything. But when she turned around, I'm like, yo, her furniture, yo, Rent-A-Center just came and evicted a lot of her furniture. And I was like, damn, this is where we at, where women have the whole get up. And then you turn around and the first thing that you really look at when you look at a woman is their teeth. And her teeth were just horrible. But that's besides the point. I'm just saying that women are getting all this enhancement. And I remember, you know, at one time a woman might have a unfortunate breast cancer or I forgot what it's called when they get their breast removed. It eludes my mind right now. I was about to say it and then it just eluded my mind. But, you know, they get their breast removed and then they might get implants or something like that. So you understand, for cosmetic reasons or... And it just seemed like the surgery thing is like an option to hard work and dedication now. It's like they don't want to eat right and diet, you know, and exercise. So it's just like, all right, I'm going to live a certain way and I'm just going to go get surgery. I'm just going to go get my body done. And I'm like, why are you getting your body done? And then you get like a tummy tuck and then you have more kids. It's a waste of money. You got these tattoos all up and down your arms, your neck, your chest, all up and down your legs. I'm like, who influenced you to do this? Who told you that this was a look for you? Like, where is your influence coming from? Who's telling you like, yo, nah, that's it. That's what's up. Because I know, like I said, before I do certain things, I have certain people that I ask. I'm a grown man. I can do whatever I want. But before I do certain things that could be detrimental to myself and others, I always say, yo, you think that's a good look? Remember at one point you go like buy some shades or boots or whatever, sneakers. You'd be like, yo, these me right here. And dude be like, nah, those ain't you. Now it's like people are like, yeah, go ahead, do that. Go look like a clown. It's okay. You know, because I remember like I go with my cousin. We might go somewhere And this when we was young. We was always like, you know, big kids. So we might have been wearing like a 36, but we might buy like a 38 pants. You know what I'm saying? So the pants was baggy. You know, this is the baggy clothes era. So we're like, yo, these meaties fit? And it's like, nah, they mad young. They mad tight. And be like, all right, I ain't getting them. Let me get a 38, because it might have been like a Euro cut 38 or something like that. Be like, yo, let me get a 40 or something like that. That's different. Now it's like people be like, yo, it's like nobody's asking. Yo, these meetings. It's just like, yo, he coming outside. Yo, his pants is mad tight. And they don't even go past his butt. Not my cousin. We don't rock like that. I'm just saying dudes in general when I'm walking around the street. And he got a belt on. So I'm looking at these women and I'm like, yo, I remember being younger and they would, you know, Black History Month would come around and they would have all these black women, you know, for young girls to look up to. They would talk about Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, even Winnie Mandela, who doesn't get a lot of credit. Winnie Mandela, Coretta Scott King, Betty Shabazz, so many, you know, black women that young black girls could look up to and strive to be like. Who are they gonna be like now? That's not half naked and twerking and smoking hookah and acting a damn fool in public. If you tell your daughter, your niece, your granddaughter, whatever you have, a young female from the ages of 8 to 15, who do they want to be like? What women do they pattern themselves after? Do a project about a woman that inspires you. Who are they going to talk about that's not half naked on social media or TV or just acting a damn fool? How many? It's like the last person that they had was Michelle Obama. And I guess Beyonce to a certain extent, because I can't, you know, she do what she do. She's an entertainer. But this is what I'm saying. It always going to go back to that field. It's always going to go back to that thought of fast, easy money. That thought of, yo, I'm a sing, I'm a dance, I'm a, you know, some type of entertainment. But professionally, not saying entertainers ain't professional, but professionally, In a corporate world or in a medical field or in law, who do they have to say, I'm going to be like them or I like what they're doing? It's always going to be the same type of people. So I'm looking at a lot of women who I know they might be mad when they hear this. And they doing the same thing that these women, these IG models and these bottle girls, these bottle models, and these, they doing the same thing that these women are doing. And I'm like, but how your daughter supposed to look at you 4 or 5 years from now and her mother was twerking and acting her ass on Instagram? And some of their children is on Instagram too, and they see it. I'm like, that's the type of message you want to see? Like, I would be devastated. Completely devastated. All the women who raised me and my family, I don't know what they did outside of my eyes. I don't know what they did. They might not have been saints. I don't know. But from what I saw, I never seen, growing up, seeing any woman in my family being other than a mother and a provider and a strong woman. Now it's like, it's all these challenges and all these things. And I'm like, damn, like, yo, you somebody moms. And I'm not saying because you somebody mother, don't enjoy yourself, don't live life, don't go out there, you know, don't. I'm not saying that, but it's like, yo, you somebody mother. How is your child supposed to look at you and you sitting there cursing, you know, just acting a damn fool, acting like a little kid? So what is it, like, you know, your daughter's 15 and your daughter say, you ask your daughter, what you want to be when she grow up? And she say, look, I want to dance. I want to be a model and I want to dance and I want to get tattoos everywhere and I want to serve drinks. You're going to look at them and say, what? If you don't take your ass to school, you better go back to school. Or you're going to get an education. You're not going to do that. Why not? If this is all they see, why not? If this is what success is, why not? Because you know something is wrong with it and you don't want it for your child. So if you don't want it for your child, why are you behaving in a certain way? Because they look up to you. And you looking up to ratchet people. Y'all seen something with Cardi B, with Bernie Sanders. And I was like, Cardi B and Bernie Sanders? What is that all about? Why is Cardi B sitting with Bernie Sanders? I don't know. Maybe something changed, but you ever heard Cardi B talk? What? Huh? I'm confused. Cardi B? So on one hand, she has this image of a certain, you know, the ex-stripper who made it in rap, but still saying, you know, things like she still strips. And then on the other hand, she's sitting down with somebody that's going to be the next president of the United States or running for president. Does that make any sense? That makes absolutely no sense to me. I was confused. I didn't even watch it. I'm like, okay. Like, what is this supposed to mean? What is this all about? So it's like, if you go hang out, if you go right now, you go to a lounge. You want to go there for the atmosphere. You want to go there, chill, just get off the scene. If you want to go have your little drink or whatever the case may be, just go chill and be social. Look at how the women are carrying themselves. I'm like, damn, do any women have all their clothes on anymore? All up and down my timeline, that's all I see. And when you're a heterosexual man, you like, yo, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, damn, like, that's it? You too? Oh, you on that type of time too? Like, oh, you can't wait to smoke hookah and get on the ground and twerk with your friends. And you a female with the stripper twerking in your face and you throwing money on the female. Like, you smacking her butt and all that. Like, that's where we at with all this now? That's what's cool? Who told y'all that was okay? How is that a good time? How is that fun? And when you a mother or wife or potential wife, do you think somebody looked at that and be like, yo, that's dope, that's what's up? Like, nah, man. So it's like, I'm afraid for the future of young black girls because I don't feel like they have anybody that they can look up to and pattern themselves after and really say, yo, you know, this person is doing this and doing that, and I want to be like that. I want to be the next, besides like Michelle Obama. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. Let me know what y'all think. You know, am I just on my digital soapbox today, or do y'all agree with me? Let me know. Leave me a comment below. Let me know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I can get some females to get on here, and we could have dialogue about this situation. But I just want to know what y'all think, because right now it's looking kind of crazy, man. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. But yo, that's what it is. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter on all streaming platforms. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube, Doggy Diamonds TV. Hit the bell for all the notifications. And that's it. Yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. Until next time. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.